Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Everything Extra Cast week of September 26, 2011. I'm your host, Zach. Joining this week, we have Joe.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Okay, good to know. And Chris.
I'm Ron Burgundy?
You know he reads anything on the teleprompter.
Basic cinema.
All right, so I think we had a great show, as usual. And, why don't we kick it off like we always do with show and tell? So, Joe, what have you been watching over the last week?
I don't know where all the time goes because I've watched like four things. But, I'll get right to it then.
Okay.
I watched with great anticipation the season two premiere of Boardwalk Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And holy fuck, I almost forgot how much ass that show kicks. And it was definitely worth the wait. I think it's a little bit strange that the season one DVD isn't out yet, but they've already started season two. I thought that they would have been all over, the hyped up season two.
Yeah.
And would have released something.
It's an HBO show, right, Joe?
Yeah.
So yeah, HBO is like always
they play
like
by their own rules. Yeah. I know.
Like you'll get it when we'll do like a full series.
They really that's literally like the best way to put it. They really don't give a fuck.
You'll get it when you get it.
Yeah, that's basically what it comes down to, which is fine because they usually have a really good like presentation and stuff. But, it's also just funny to me that there was basically no hype up for season two of Boardwalk Empire. Oh. I mean, unless you watched like, the 35 seconds in between like, an episode of Entourage and then like whatever was on next, whatever weird like mid-90s George Clooney movie they dug out of their asses. that's like the only place where you would really see one of these like little snippets for Boardwalk Empire season two.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that's HBO saying, listen, bitches, you know what's up, or if it's them saying like, you know what, people who know how great the show is will just tune in anyway. Maybe they let, the Emmys and all the awards speak for them. I don't really know. But what I do know
is they win a lot of Emmys? Did they win a lot of Emmys?
No, they won enough.
They won enough.
I think it's also the sort of thing where they were, like, mentioned enough.
Yeah.
Where it's like, best use of a boardwalk. Boardwalk Empire.
That's right, they lost that category.
Like, best use of sand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, best show starring Steve Buscemi. It started off with a bang. I think it's sort of like Mad Men in the sense, not only is it, like, a period show, obviously.
Yeah.
But it is, it's definitely one of those shows where, the first season really is more of a prologue and really is meant to get you more attached to individual characters and like form opinions about the characters and situations and their backstories and stuff. And now the second season is probably where most of the action is going to start taking place. And that's always fun to see. I mean, some shows tend to like, blow their proverbial wad in the first season. And I kind of think Justified did that. However, I will say that they rebounded, like, incredibly well and had a really good second season. But you sort of get the sense when you're watching Justified Season 1 that so much awesome shit is happening that they didn't necessarily know when they started it that there was going to be a second season.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to me like they wanted to get a lot of stuff out there. Boardwalk Empire, if you don't watch it, watch it. If you missed the Season 2 premiere, I'm sure it's, like, the only thing HBO, like, W or Z or Action Max or whatever will be showing. So you'll have time to catch up. In addition to that, I've been rolling on with Sons of Anarchy, Season, like, 7 or 9 or 4, whatever we're up to now. I'm pretty sure it's 4. And, that's been great, too. I mean, that show just keeps getting better and better. Not enough good things to say about that. And then another TV thing that started off their 14th season would be The Ultimate Fighter. That started last Wednesday. This season, I'm actually really intrigued because it's the featherweights and bantamweights. And for you MMA noobs that don't know what that means, bantamweight is 145 pounds, and featherweight is 135 pounds. So what that means is that they're, like, tiny guys, but for the most part, they're in, like, phenomenal shape. So it's really, like, crazy, fast-paced, like, barn-burning fights. So lots of action going on there. And the coaches this season are phenomenal. You have Michael Bisping, who is, you know, sort of a bad boy in the sense that he's not really widely liked outside of England, but he's also a Ultimate Fighter alum. And then you also have Jason Mayhem Miller, who some people know him as a host of Bully Beatdown. Others know him as one of the, you know, most solid fighters in recent MMA history. And he's also a hell of a personality. I will say that it's very difficult to get a cool fight name in the fight game, so to be called Mayhem, you got to be fucking worth it. Definitely check that out if you're into mixed martial arts. But if you're into mixed martial arts, you already know that shit's on, so what the fuck? Don't act surprised. In terms of movies, I saw, I watched again the first Lethal Weapon because I saw that it mysteriously popped back into my instant queue. Mm-hmm. So I guess they re-added it to Netflix, which is cool because I've noticed that they've taken out some movies like over I guess the last year, and I was like, oh, that kind of sucks. Like, I like having the option to watch that, even though it's not something I'm necessarily gonna like want to throw on unless I'm in a particular mood. So when they took out the first Lethal Weapon, I was kind of bummed, but now they put it back and it's in like full high def with surround sound, so they seem to be revamping a lot of their I guess previous instant titles, so that's really cool. Lethal Weapon, I think that sort of sums up what we're all about. I mean, it's fucking batshit crazy. It's an awesome action movie. You know, Richard Donner basically created, like, the quintessential, or one of the quintessential, like, 80s buddy cop movies. Just fucking fantastic. And, you know, they made a franchise out of it. And however you may or may not feel about that is besides the point, because that first movie is really, really solid. And Mel Gibson, I mean, he used to stand for something other than hating Jews.
He used to be awesome.
Yeah, really, and I think anyone who, like, has not, you know, familiarized themselves with Mel Gibson and, like, why he's popular as an actor or was popular as an actor, don't see The Fucking Beaver. Like, that's not Mel Gibson. You know, see Lethal Weapon 1 and get yourself caught up to speed. And then lastly, today, because in a panic I needed something else to talk about on the podcast, I noticed that Netflix added Conan O'Brien Can't Stop.
Oh, yeah.
To, the instant, whatever the fuck.
That shit,
well, it's just net now, technically.
That shit just added, like, a bunch of, like, newer movies. Like, newer, smaller, independent movies. Like, Troll Hunter's on there, too.
I saw that they were adding Troll Hunter, and I really need to go through, and I need to go to, like, streaming next soon.
Yeah.
I think streaming soon is, like, the best site for, like, Netflix-related, like, streaming matters. Like, they have, like, the best stuff, and then, like, the best worst stuff, which is always entertaining. So that's a good way to stay on top of, like, what's out there. I definitely got to check that out. But this is definitely, like, the best, if not one of the best, or one of the best, if not the best, new thing that they've added recently. Conan O'Brien Can't Stop was just fucking phenomenal. Like, it's hilarious, and it's insightful, and it's kind of, like, disturbing, but it's, like, brilliant at the same time. And that's basically how I would describe Conan O'Brien in the first place. If you don't know what it is, it basically documents the Conan O'Brien Legally Prohibited from Being Funny on Television tour. And, like, it's everything from him saying, oh, shit, what do I do now after the whole NBC debacle, to actually planning the tour, to going on the tour, to being on tour, to ending it. And it was just very, very cool. I mean, it didn't really feel like contrived or scripted. And I think it was actually a pretty genuine look into, like, what it's like to be with Conan O'Brien when the cameras are off, even though I guess technically the cameras were on.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. Definitely worth seeing if you're a Conan O'Brien fan. But also, you know, on a kind of weird note, definitely worth seeing if you're a fan of show business. Because unlike, I guess, some band documentaries that feel really fake, where they'll be like backstage and they'll be like, all right, everyone stick in your potatoes. 1, 2, 3, band. Like they're all, or like Madonna when she's all praying, when she's praying with like all her backup dancers. I'm like, do you know how much semen is probably inside the stomachs of like all of those people in the shot right now? Like, don't fucking pray. Like, that's so fake. What are you doing? So with this, it was more about like the dirty sort of like, you know, circus rolling into town aspect of show business and like what it's really like to be on tour, I'm assuming. So that was a very cool side to see. But yeah, that's basically it for me.
I heard it kind of makes him look like a dick, though, a little bit.
You know what? Like, as much as it makes him look like a dick, like, it was kind of weird because I had heard about that, too, before I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, like, I'm going to be really critical of him now. Like, I sort of went into it with that bias where I'm like, oh, well, anytime he does something dick-ish, I'm going to be like, oh, he's a dick in real life. But, like, any time that he came off as dickish, like, he had a really good point and or, the next second, he would just, like, make a joke. Like, very rarely do you ever see him pissed for more than, like, 15 seconds at a time.
Okay.
And, like, it's really weird. Like, that's why I'm saying, like, it's sort of disturbing on a level because, in a way, like, he kind of is bipolar. You know, like, he goes from being, like, really pissed or really depressed to being, like, the funniest guy in the room. And it all really stems to, like, and he even admits it, that, like, he constantly has to have the attention on him. And the title of the movie, Conan O'Brien Can't Stop, comes from the cameraman is asking him in the car. He basically says, like, you know, would you even want to continue in this business? Like, would you even want to be funny if there wasn't an audience in front of you? And, like, Conan doesn't really know how to answer it. Like, he stops, and then you never really hear his answer. But, like, in a way, the movie, that's at, like, the very beginning. And, like, the movie that follows, sort of, is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the answer is no. Like, basically, it's saying, without saying, we're fucking enablers, and we're, like, antagonizing him. So he's not going to stop doing it.
We're killing him!
You bastards!
All right, so, Chris.
Boom.
So, Chris, what have you been watching?
I've been playing a lot of catch-up on, fall premieres.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched The Office.
Which was terrible.
Yeah, it's not the strongest. I do like how how everything's kind of changed.
Yeah.
Sort of things still stay the same.
But it's, like, yeah. Seriously, like, 5 minutes of planking for the opening of the show.
Yeah, that was kind of funny, but then
it's like Pam's pregnant again. Uh oh.
Yeah, she got kind of
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
She's losing her hotness
mm-hmm.
over time. I do like that Jason Spader is on.
James Spader,
yeah.
Yeah, I like his character.
I just feel like it was weird for him not to be, like, the boss. He's kind of just, like, in charge and unexplained.
I was reading, like, the AV Club write-up, and they made the point that, like, isn't it kind of weird that he came in, like, he got the job, then he didn't want the job, but he went and became CEO of the company?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. It was funny, but, like, there's no explanation to why it's funny. It just is.
And then why does he come back to, like, the office that apparently he just, like, cannot stand?
Yeah, to, like, fucking micromanage.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's the point. Like, where, like, was there a page missing in the script?
Yeah. It's I'll give it, like, two more episodes, and then I might be done with The Office forever.
I don't know. I need The Office in my life. Just, like, it's a...
Parks and Rec is my office now.
Yeah, like, eventually Parks and Rec will be my new office, but that's after, like, additional 4 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I still gotta find season. I still like am watching bits of it on Hulu, season 3.
I think but, I don't know. I don't know if it's current, but like Netflix has it all. I think.
No, they don't have season just 3.
Season 3, season 1 and 2. Just 1 and 2. Okay.
And I checked out the premiere of Community, mm-hmm. which was great.
Yep.
I really need to get into that show.
Yeah, oh man, like, you so do.
The air conditioning repair part of the college is like the most profitable part of the college.
Yeah. Okay.
Is anyone there?
Yeah. We lost Chris.
What happened? Chris got incepted.
I don't know. We're trying to get him back.
Chris, are you there? Someone lay out Tootsie Rolls. Well, Chris is in stealth mode right now.
Yep. So, maybe I should talk about what I was watching, and then we can go back to Chris.
Yeah, fuck him. So, what have you been watching, Zach?
I think we're still recording, so...
That's awesome. You know, this is real shit, people. This is real life.
There's no editing. This is, it's like, as real as it gets.
We can't stop.
Yep.
We won't stop.
So I guess keeping up with, we'll keep going with TV. That's probably the biggest thing I watched was the premiere of Terra Nova.
I'm so sorry. Uh-oh.
Let me ask you something, Joe.
It wasn't bad, actually.
It was bad, but do you like Avatar?
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Do you like dinosaurs?
What's a dinosaur? Is that like a Jesus?
Yep. A Jesusaurus.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to be as anti-Terranova as possible. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a dick move. I'll probably watch it on demand, to be honest.
Well, it's free on like basically every possible like video on demand or like PlayStation Store and
what?
Xbox 360 Store and like iTunes.
Oh, man. Interesting.
But yeah, it's like it's super Avatar. Like, oh, even got like because they got the bad guy from Avatar, whatever Colonel, whatever his name is. He's also the bad guy from Conan. As like he's like the head of security for this new colony. And basically, what's going on is like it's like 2149. And like Earth is like super polluted, but there's like time rift opened to like
and the Moonanites.
Yeah,
oh, no, never mind.
This time rift portal opened, and it's like to like 85 million years in the past, but it's also an alternate timeline, so it doesn't affect the future timeline.
Clearly,
yeah. So they've been sending like if the show picks up like the 10th pilgrimage, so they've sent like 10 different groups of colonists back to Terra Nova.
The Cursed Ten.
And then basically the show follows like this family, the Shannons, who the dad's like a cop and the mom's like a doctor, and then they there's like this weird like you can't have like over two children in the future, but they have three, so then like the dad gets arrested for like
so
trying to
everyone's Chinese?
Basically.
Oh, awesome.
And then the cops come like try to like take their daughter away and the dad like punches in the face and then like he gets arrested. And then, but then, like, he escapes jail thanks to, like, the mom gives him, like, a laser in, like,
Dude, that could be the best sentence of the whole podcast. He escapes jail because, like, the mom gives him a laser.
Yep.
It's incredible.
And, like, because there's, like, everyone wears, like, breathing masks because, like, the air is so polluted. So, like, hidden in, like, the air mask is, like, this, like, little laser that apparently he uses to cut out his jail cell or something, but they never show it. Like, it just kind of cuts to him, like, in, like, the time portal facility.
Jeez.
But, like, they all manage to get through, and then it's just, like, them, like, learning about Terra Nova, and, like, the son's like, I hate you, Dad! Where were you for the last 2 years, or whatever? And, like, runs off with, like, these group of teenagers who, like, have, like, a moonshine distillery in, like, the jungle.
What?
And they get attacked by dinosaurs, and there's also, like, this, like, group, there's, like, a rebel group of colonists that, like, have their own colony now, and they, like, they randomly attack Terra Nova.
Oh, boy. This is sounding... I just wanted you to know, this sounds very convoluted.
Yeah, it's... There's, like, a lot of, like, just, like, scenes, just, like, people just doing, like, straight up, just, like, explaining shit.
Nice. You know, you can't really have too much straight up exposition in
a movie, too, I find. Mirror, too.
Oh, God.
So it's just, like, WC and, like, Stephen Lang, who's, like, the guy from Avatar and, like, the head honcho guy, is just, like, explaining, like, those are the Sixers. They came in during the Sixth Pilgrimage, and they're evil now. They want to break off from us. And it's like, okay.
Oh,
thanks
boy.
For that. Chris, are you back?
Yeah. My internet just dropped.
So we're talking about Terra Nova right now, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was going to mention that.
You watched that too, Chris?
I watched the, like, it was just on demand. I kind of watched the first part where...
The first hour or, like...
The first, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, like, the first 10 minutes. Okay.
Hey, I wasn't too far off.
So you saw, like, the future stuff, and then...
Yeah, just the fact that we blew the shit out of the planet, yeah. And it's like... What are we burning that's just, like, ruining the atmosphere?
Yeah, it's just, like, complete dark. It's just, like, the sky's just completely, like, black.
We pretty much, like, commented ourselves in the sense of, like, a meteor hit us and it's just, like, dust, like, clouding everything. Like, yeah. I mean, how the hell did... Like, what the fuck did we invent to do that?
Well, it's, like, basically, like, Earth is, like, Coruscant now, basically, from Star Wars. Just, like, there's no, like, natural ground at all anymore. It's just, like, all city.
I was like, okay, I watched the first part, and I was like, okay, like, I don't know. I definitely was in the mood. Because I like the fact that it tries to be, it's the point where they get to the camp.
Yeah.
And it's like, these are the rules, and this is how we survive, mm-hmm. people. It's like,
oh, you got to, like, why people the speech by the guy from Avatar?
Yeah.
It's like, welcome to Terra Nova.
Thanks, welcome.
We destroyed Earth, but we're not going to do that here.
No, but, like, we talked about, like, if, you know, it's like the butterfly effect in the past.
Yeah.
It's like, what if they, well, like, if they fuck up here, it's like, it's going to affect our future.
Did you hear, well, I don't know if they explain it after you stopped watching it, Chris, but this, like, this past is, like, an alternate past, apparently. It's like an alternate timeline, so nothing they do affects the future.
I guess.
Because they sent, like, when they first found, like, the time portal or whatever, the rift, they sent a probe through, and then they were going to, like, they knew, like, where the probe was supposed to land, but they never showed up in the future. Because it was supposed to, like, land in the past, and they would find it in the future. But then it never showed up, so then apparently they figured out, it's like, oh, it must be a parallel, or, like, an alternate universe, or, like, alternate timeline.
So they made a Stargate, basically.
Basically, yeah.
It's a Fargate.
It's a pass gate. Dino gate.
Dino gate.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm going to wait.
Did you see, like, did you even see, like, any dinosaurs, Chris?
No, I switched it off already before, like, you know, they explain, like, hey, your family's distressed for being in the past. I'm just like, well, wouldn't everyone?
Yeah.
Like, oh, good that you used to be a cop and you want to be responsible about the new colony, but, like, the rules have changed here, like, mm-hmm. buddy. So,
I don't know. Dinosaur effects are okay. Like, okay for, like, a television show.
I don't know, these days.
I actually think, like, there's the British show, Primeval. I think it actually has, like, better dinosaur effects.
I forgot about that show. That was about a crocodile.
Well, it's, like, all sorts of crazy shit. But that's from, like, the Walking with Dinosaurs people, so I'm sure they, like, they know what they're doing as far as dinosaurs go. Mm. But I don't know, I'll probably give it a couple episodes just to see, like, what they're going to do with it. So did you watch anything else TV-wise, Chris?
Season premiere of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay. Was that good?
Yeah, it's great. Like, it's that awkward comedy that they just know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's great. It's like, they all their shows are just controversial all their episodes are controversial topics that, like, they're more like drunk things you joke about. And they'll do it. It's just like, I don't know. It's such a different type of comedy because it's not, there's no formula. There's no laugh track. It's just very, very like, oh my God, they shouldn't say that, but they did.
Yep.
Kind of reactions.
Don't go there. Oh, we went there.
Pretty much. So it's a great show. I highly suggest if you haven't watched it now, so get into it, but it might be a little confusing since certain characters will bring up like facts from other episodes. So
yeah,
that's just the one thing about this show.
In the beginning.
Yeah, you do. But like, first season's hard to watch because it's like really awkward. You really don't relate to any of the characters. But as soon as like you find an episode, you just find like genuinely funny. Like it just gets better and better.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. It's on my queue. I'll eventually watch it someday.
It's not on Instant Watch, is it? Because like I
think it is actually.
Holy shit! Okay.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
No,
I thought I saw it. I was just imagining it. I don't know.
Is that you or your lying eyes?
There's so much. It just, like, goes by in a blur, all the new Instant Watch stuff. So, anything else, Chris, besides new TV?
No, that's it. Again, I ended it with that.
You didn't watch Person of Interest?
No.
I didn't see that either. Oh, oh, oh,
oh. The computer that just, like, knows that, like, hey, you're going to do bad. Like, thanks. Thanks, like, probability machine.
Did you watch Gifted Man either? Did you hear about that one?
Oh, God.
Like, Patrick Wilson has, like, a ghost wife.
Ghost wife.
And he's, like,
oh, God.
No, it's also an ex-wife, too. Like, it's a ghost ex-wife.
Ex-ghost wife that, like, nags him to, like, be a better person or something.
First, I thought it would be this cool Doctor Strange-esque thing where it's, like, he's really talented as a surgeon. He's kind of cocky about it. And then
car accident and, like, has to, like, go around the world to, like, try to figure out how to fix his hands and learns magic.
Yeah, something like that. But no, he basically just talks to his dead ex-wife, who's just like, I want you to be better. And it's like, you know we divorced, right? Like, you're haunting me, you bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just felt like it's... I thought it would be, like, a very Christian show, like Joan of Arcadia, almost, where it's like that, where it's just like, hey, I'm here to ghost whisper to you. And it's like, oh, thank you. Be good now.
I've had enough of you, God.
I know. That's why Joan of Arcadia only lasted like a season and a half.
Oh, man. CBS, you're crazy. So, any movies, Chris, or?
Nah, okay. not this week. I didn't get drunk enough to be like, it's time to roll that dice.
What should I watch, Netflix?
Guide me.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so I guess I will talk about some other stuff that I watched, besides Terra Nova, and the various NBC comedies and whatnot. But I saw The Adjustment Bureau, finally. Which...
I'm really sorry.
It's okay. The end of that movie is just...
Sci-fi romance.
The end of that movie is just sci-fi so romance. Stupid. Where it's like, magic
hat... It's the power of love, Zach.
I know.
God.
But like, magic hat... And like magic doors, and it's just like, give me your hat. I got through these magic doors. Like it's, I'd say it's like one or two steps away from being like a Nicolas Cage movie. Like I gotta get through these doors. Where's my magic hat? I gotta get through these doors. I'm gonna punch anyone who has a hat.
I still like the end sequence where he's like running through all the doors and has to go to like the right portals.
Yeah,
because that reminds me of The Matrix, and they were doing that, you know, that scene where...
it's trying to be like a knockoff, like a poor man's Matrix with, like, agent
and
everything everywhere.
That didn't remind me of The Matrix, that reminded me of fucking Scooby-Doo.
Just like
they just needed, like, a song playing in the background, you know? And they're like, oh, ah, then a guy in, like, a mummy suit, like, chasing him. No!
They start chasing the mummy.
Yeah.
That's all back.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
Yeah. And there's just so much, like, stupid, like, jargon that they never explain. There's, like, there's an anomaly in the time stream ripples. It's just like, what? And, like...
Or what about the book that just, like,
that
has bleeding, like, tattoo effects on it?
It's never explained, like, what it does. It's just like, this is your dot, and seriously, the other dot.
My God, they both have dots. They're meant to be. He found her.
The dots are going side by side.
How did they do
and
it?
And then, like, the Adjustment Bureau guys can, like, hate water for some reason.
Oh, yeah! That sort of,
like, part gremlin? Like, I don't get it.
It's like, meet me on the boat. They can't see you if you're on water. It's like, it's raining. We'll be the skies as long as it's raining.
Like, you would think that has to come up in some of their fucking meetings. It's like, on to issue number 4. Guys, we still have a major problem with water. Like,
yep.
Could we call, like, a specialist? Maybe get a company to handle our water?
Their boss is God. Can't they do something about it?
Seriously. Like, that's a pretty terrible flaw for God to have.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, if only I didn't jump the gun and create water, then this world would be perfect.
Man,
I like how he can create Italian business suits for all, like, his angels or watcher guys, but... He gets him, like, one giant weakness.
Yep.
I know.
Right.
Everyone gets really nice suits.
And
you can
go through
really
anything. You can go through doors to other doors, but you can't drink water or you can't go outside when it's raining.
You can freeze time.
Yep.
And manipulate, like, objects and stuff, but you can't go outside if it's...
You can race people's brains, but you can't go on a boat.
But if you fuck with water, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. And, like, magic hats is less, like... That's, like, the whole crux of your climax is, like, you have a magic hat now. And, like, I don't even know if it's specifically fedoras, because, like, they mentioned, like, it could be, like, a baseball hat or, like, some sort of other hat. But just, like, the fedora is like the magic hat. It's like,
well, it is classy. So.
I also love like,
but like, someone like that's oversaturated the market, so it ruined it.
Yeah, I love like Matt Damon. When he's like, what if I just punch a guy in the face? Whoever has a hat, it's like Angel Buddy's like, yeah, that would probably work. I never really thought about that before, but he's like, man, you gotta move quick and avoid them. They'll be coming out doors all over the place. It's like, what if I just punch him in the face?
Like, yeah, asshole, or you could do that, I guess.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So, yeah, that was...
You can't just punch your problems in the face.
Yeah. Bronson punched them in the face.
Bronson. Bronson's
solving
it. You go
Bronsoning all your problems away.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, problems.
So, yeah, it's a cool concept, but, like, the movie just did not focus too much on, like, the romantic part of it.
Didn't take them, like, 5 years to find each other during that, like, break?
Well, because, they kept, like, breaking, like, they stole her phone number, and then, like, 3 months later, and they bumped into each other again, it's, like, 5 years later.
I know, I was just like, Jesus, man, Matt Damon just... determined to see this girl again. He just met once.
But something happened in their past and they're destined to be together. But then the plan changed or something. So they still feel the pull. I don't know. So, besides that, I also watched Lone Wolf and McCade again. The Chuck Norris classic.
Oh boy, I almost pulled the trigger on that too.
Man, basically like the secret pilot for Walker, Texas Ranger. Because he's Texas Ranger in that movie, and this is like, and he has like a black friend, who's like FBI agent in that movie. But then it basically turned like Trivette on Walker, and then like they're after like arms dealers, which is basically like a common Walker. It's like arms dealers and drug dealers, like the two big Walker villains.
Oh, always.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, like, Lone Wolf Kate gave us, like, the classic showdown between Chuck Norris and David Carradine.
Yes.
I love the fact, like, David Carradine in, like, the final battle is, like, wearing, like, a horrible sweater. Like, a Cosby sweater, basically.
Yeah.
And then, like, Chuck is losing, but then, like David Carradine, like, slaps his daughter in the face, and Chuck's like, "Aah! You hit my daughter!" Chuck angry. Yeah, but then that movie's great. It's like classic, like badass Chuck Norris. Like scene where he's just, like the opening scene where he's like standing on that cliff, just like sniping people. And like, the dudes like shoot at him with a machine gun. He doesn't even move.
Well, why would he?
It's been a while since I saw that. I remember that scene we talked about where he's in the Springfield and he's like. Just, like, loading it over and over again.
Yeah. Where, like, he's, like, chasing, like, I don't know, like, horse rustlers or something. Like, Mexican horse rustlers. But, yeah, that movie is great. That's, like, one of the best. I would say that's, like, the top five Chuck Norris movies. And then also watched Area 51, which is one of the more recent sci-fi original movies. Because it just came on DVD last week. It's actually a joint venture between After Dark Films and Sci-Fi Pictures, or whatever the hell they call their original movie thing.
Oh, so it's bound to be good.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's actually the most competent sci-fi original movie I've ever seen.
Now, hold on. Was this the first person Area 51 movie?
No. That's
okay, because
one that was supposed to come out in theaters. I don't know what happened to it.
I know. And like, they were like, yeah, it's coming out sometime. And like, nothing ever happened with it. But apparently it's like... done, so I don't know.
Yeah. Wasn't, like, the Paranormal Activity guy involved with that or something? Or some
yeah, it was Oren Peli.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, that could actually be kind of cool. But alas.
I don't know.
Sci-fi, well done. You beat him to the punch.
Yep. And you got Tron to go with it, too, so. Because it stars Bruce Boxleitner.
Oh, wow.
And it's also the sci-fi, like, fan-created movie, or, like, fan-voted-on movie. Where, like, they had, like, a bunch of, like, things of, like, what line would you like someone to say in this movie? Like, how would you like someone to die in this movie? what do you think the title of this movie should be?
What else do you think should happen in this movie?
Could you want to write a script? Why don't you write a script for this movie?
That's just lazy, like, movie production.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, it was just like, it wasn't like affecting like major changes. I don't think the movie, it was just like, here's like five lines. Which one should go in the movie? But anyway, it's about, Bruce Boxton is like the colonel in charge of Area 51, and he has to give a tour to like these two reporters, because there's like government and like public pressure to like reveal what's going on in Area 51. So they go, they're on this tour, and then like alien, like a bunch of aliens escape and start killing people. And it's like I give them credit because they actually use like practical like costumes and effects for the aliens. It's something look really good.
That's interesting.
It's not like the usual like sci-fi like horrible CG, which is like a blur of pixels and like blood everywhere.
Oh my god, I think that was a monster.
For like the Gatoroid or whatever, the Krakosaurus.
Oh boy.
And they also they have a pretty like wide variety of aliens too. It's not like usual like it'd be like grays or whatever, or if it was like a typical Area 51 movie.
They should look like Roger from American Dead.
Yeah, basically. They have like they have this one called Patient Zero. It's like he's like a shapeshifter. And like his normal form is like just like a dude if they had like a skin suit, like no eyes, no mouth, no ears, and like veins all over it. And then like he can like transform to like any person that he sees. And he can only say things that like the person has said before. Like he heard like things he heard them say. Which are like it makes it easier to like figure out who it is. Then there's like Lady Death, who's like this like giant like lizard insect alien, like basically alien from Aliens, all mixed together. It's got like instead of like front legs, it has like claws and like a whip tail and stuff. Then there's J-Rod, who's like this like alien buddy of the military.
Oh boy.
Who like helps them like research things and like he's telepathic. He can hack computers with his mind.
I feel like this is the adult version of Beetleborgs.
Yeah. He snaps his fingers before he does it. Or, like, cracks.
See, like.
Yeah, so basically, it's like, there's Bruce Boxline and the reporters, like, down below trying to survive, and there's, like, a bunch of, like, soldiers up on top trying to, like, keep the aliens inside the base. And it's okay. It's better than, like, the average sci-fi original movie.
Good.
There's a couple of cool kills, and, like, they, like, rip off a bunch of, like, stuff from Aliens and The Thing. They actually have, like, a test scene where, like, they have, like, if you shine a flashlight into, like, people's eyeballs to, like, see if they react. And, like, if it doesn't react, they're, like, Patient Zero.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, like, wrist-mounted, like, motion detectors, like, straight from Aliens.
Nice. Even with the blinking light?
Yep, there's, like,
did it, did it, did it.
Where it's, like, red dots, and, like, it's a semicircle, like, of the area in front of you. So I'd say if it's like if you watch it, catch it on like a Saturday afternoon, it won't completely waste your time. It's got Tron in it. How can it be bad?
True.
Because his career is not like
skyrocketing.
That's the problem.
Tron Legacy, Area 51.
No, he was in Babylon 5.
Oh,
that was on
UPN.
Yep.
And then last thing I watched last week was Cure Elite. The Jason Statham movie.
Better get ready for Killer Elite.
And it's slightly disappointing.
Aww.
Come on.
it's got some problems. It's actually like one of the surprising things like right off the bat is like it's a period action movie. It takes place in 1980.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
It looked kind of moderate.
Said something about that.
Which, like, that explains, like, Clive Owen's mustache and stuff.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. And they're,
he's like, got that Tom Selleck mustache.
Yeah. Then, like, Jason Statham has, like, a couple of assassin buddies with him, and they have, like, crazy mustaches. Actually, one of them is Dominic Purcell, who is from, like, Prison Break. He's, like, the brother from Prison Break and stuff.
Well, they didn't feature him at all, like, on the cover.
No. He's like crazy, like, Irish drunken friend who's also, like, an assassin. He's, like, a crazy, like, Fu Manchu mustache. And, like, mutton chops. But, yeah, basically what's going on, like, also, like, contrary to the trailer, like, Robert De Niro's character gets kidnapped by this, like, Oman sheik. And, who wants Jason Statham to kill these three SAS soldiers because they killed his sons. And he wants confessions from them, and he wants them to, like, make it look like accidents. So, like, he has, like, 6 months to live, so if Jason Statham doesn't kill these guys in, like, 6 months, and he's also going to kill Robert De Niro. Then Clive Owen is, like, part of this, like, secret, covert, former SAS group called the Feathermen in Britain. And they're trying to, like, stop these guys from getting killed, because they're armed brothers or whatever, so.
Man, this is sounding less and less good.
Yeah, I was the main problem with it is that it's, like, it tries to have, like, this, like, political messages all through it. Of, like, what's the nature of covert operatives in this modern age? Should we be involved in wars that aren't our own wars?
Yes.
What is the nature of killing? What kind of men kills? It's just like...
One which does not care to die.
Yeah. And there's like a lot of like shady, like a lot of like commentary about like covert branches of the government, military and stuff. And all it's like, I wrote in my review that like, whenever you try to like put like a political message in an action movie, it usually never works.
Nope.
Like it's either like, just like straight up like preachy bad, like Green Zone or something. Or it's just like, hilariously bad, like Rambo.
Well, First Rambo was good.
We're talking Rambo, yeah, like, not First Blood.
There's like there's stuff going on in Burma you should be aware of.
Burma.
Watch me, like,
dude, if he said the word Burma one more time in that movie, I was gonna LOL.
Like, I'm sure there's bad things going on in Burma, but it's just like you have to like hit us over the head with it. Burma. I'm sure they're not sending people into like landmine filled rice paddies and stuff, and like, or maybe they are. I don't know.
Probably are.
Maybe, I don't know. None of us.
I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's fucking Burma.
Yeah,
you know.
And that bad guy was a cartoonishly bad guy. So all you needed was like a mustache to twirl, and he would have been like the ultimate bad guy. So back to Killer Elite. The assassination scenes are actually pretty awesome. There's like I won't spoil them all, but there's one that involves like them stealing like an oil tanker and like turning into a room control truck. And using it to, like, crash into, like, one of their target's cars. Which, and then, another disappointing thing about it, though, is, like, the fight scenes between Clive Owen and Jason Statham, there's two of them. But they're done in, like, that horrible, like, super close-up, super shaky, like, Bourne Supremacy style.
Batman Begins fighting.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's just, like, who's punching who, and, like, what's going on here, and, like... So that was kind of disappointing, too, so... I know. In terms of like this year's Jason Statham movies, I put this above Blitz, but behind The Mechanic.
The Mechanic was pretty bitchy.
It was, yeah. You could actually tell what was going on during those action scenes too. So if I'd say it's worth like a matinee maybe if you're a huge Jason Statham fan, but you probably wait till DVD or Blu-ray for Killer Elite. So that's all I've been watching. So why don't we move into news for this week? And first things first, we have a trailer to talk about. It's actually a trailer for a new Nicolas Cage movie. They just keep coming. It's like never. There's like at least two or three Nicolas Cage movies every year. So this one,
I don't get it. Like when's the last Nicolas Cage movie that came out that was like a blockbuster success?
Probably like National Treasure or something.
One or two.
I think two did actually pretty good too.
That was, like, 3 years ago now?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like, Kick-Ass didn't do very good, but Bad Chance didn't come out in theaters, Drive Angry was the worst opening ever for a 3D movie. Actually, no, I think My Soul Take actually beat Drive Angry for worst 3D opening.
My Soul Take was in 3D?
Yeah. Actually, I think there's something, like, that just opened, like, a couple weeks ago that was actually the worst 3D opening, but whatever. So, I think this is a next year Nicolas Cage movie, but it's called Justice, or possibly Seeking Justice, depending on like what site you go to. But Nicolas Cage stars as like this high school teacher, and his wife, his wife played by January Jones, gets like carjacked and like horribly beaten and like ends up in the hospital, and then like Nicolas Cage meets Guy Pearce, who like is like part of this like shadowy like vigilante group that's like, we'll get the guy who killed your wife for a favor, it's like a future favor down the road. So they make like the guy's death look like a suicide, and then they're like, oh, now we want you to kill someone, Nicolas Cage, for us. And like Nicolas Cage's like, no, I'm not gonna kill anyone.
No, no thanks.
So basically it's like a variation on like the Strangers on the Train plot. And like they start framing him for like crimes and shit, and Guy Pearce is like stands there and like looking bald and threatening.
Guy Pearce is bald.
Yeah, oh. Like he like shaved his head. Yeah.
I mean, Guy Pearce is actually a good actor when he plays like very good roles, but when's the last time I've seen Guy Pearce besides Are You Afraid of the Don't Be Afraid of the Dark?
I don't know.
It was like that. That Adam Sandler movie where it's like he's telling story times or something like
bedtime
that.
Stories?
Bedtime stories? Yeah. That was it. it's really sad to see him, like, just degrade him. Now he's, like, he's bringing himself down to like, this Cage level of ridiculousness.
Like, terrible, like, January or February Nicolas Cage thriller.
Oh. It's like, oh, Nicolas Cage is in a movie. It must be a tax season.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was in, like, the Hurt Locker for, like, 2 minutes, too, and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He's been in a bunch of, like, weird, like, I think British movies or something, or Australian movies that no one's ever heard of.
Everyone likes him in L.A. Confidential and Memento, mm-hmm. but then, like, just disappears into, like, obscure roles.
Oh, my God. One of the worst movies ever, The Time Machine.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, it's so insulting to Jeremy Irons. He's such a good actor.
Yeah, I know.
And then he'd be, like Vampire Lord.
And, like... Isn't like two-thirds of that movie isn't even like the time machine like story. It's like him like going back to the trying to like pretend like prevent his girlfriend from getting murdered in like a park.
Was his girlfriend or his wife?
I think it might have been his wife. I don't know. But she kept getting like
I remember
in
like
a park or like run over by. She kept getting killed in like various ways and
she kept getting killed. It was like it was bizarre Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, like he stopped her from being run over by a carriage and then she got like murdered and killed in the park and stuff.
And he prevented that, and then she got run over by a carriage again.
Yeah. Then finally, he's like, I'm going back super far or something, or like, I'm just going to go in the future or something for some reason.
I think he gave up. He was just like, fuck this. Yeah. Like, and he just went to, like, the adventure.
Yeah. God, that movie's awful.
Yeah.
So anyway, you guys didn't watch the trailer?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Apparently at one point Nicolas Cage is going to have like a crazy Mardi Gras mask on.
Oh, I look forward to it.
So, hopefully there's some craziness coming out of that.
I mean, is he wearing a skull mask?
It's like a purple like Phantom of the Opera mask.
Great. No, wait, what am I saying? No!
Not okay. Not okay!
So I think Ghost Rider is probably the best bet for a Nicolas Cage movie so far next year. I think later, like, I think next month or like the month after, we have Trespass coming out from Joel Schumacher with Nicolas Cage, where like his house gets invaded.
What?
It's like him and Nicole Kidman are like.
What's happening, Chris?
God damn it. Who's giving these roles to him?
People, like, just like. Because Nicolas Cage will pretty much do anything you ask him to do.
It's true.
Yeah. So yeah, that is coming. I think it's coming out in like actually like UK or something like later this year, and like there's no like still no US release for it. So it might be like a Blitz situation where it's like just like randomly show up on DVD one day. So in other news, the video game Dead Island is getting optioned for a movie. I don't know, either you guys play Dead Island?
No, but I saw the video where the girl character doesn't wear any panties.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's on a tropical island, so there's a lot of bikini girls getting turned into zombies and stuff.
Yeah, but like this is actually a pretty big deal because it might be recalled or they might have to do a patch for it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like something that the programmers were like, oh, we're going to be really cute. And now it's like, now it's a big joke online, so. Not so much.
So, yeah, basically the gist of that game is like, Tropical Resort gets invaded by zombies. So, yeah. Another zombie movie coming out.
The thing is, like, Dead Island's based off of, like, zombie movies already, so it's kind of like,
yeah,
it's imitating, it's like a game imitating a movie, now it's a movie imitating a game. I just, like, I don't get it. Like, just are they branding a random zombie movie, like, you're Dead Island now. It's like, we're set in, like, a city, like, Dead Island.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
The kids are loving this. The zombies, yes, Dead Island.
Zombies, zombies everywhere.
That Walking Dead show's a big thing, isn't it?
I do declare. Let's put the zombies on an island.
Which that can make, like, that seems like it could be like an interesting sort of like change, is like tropical island.
Kind of, but no matter what, where you are, like, you still have to fight off a zombie.
Yeah, same thing's gonna happen, like someone's gonna get bit and like not say anything about it.
And lie about it, yeah.
Shit, then like fight them, like shooting them in the head and like find various melee weapons to like a baseball bat to hit them with and stuff. So I don't know. I've heard pretty good things about the game, but
well, I'll probably pick it up eventually, like when it's cheaper, because I'm not spending like $60 for a game that's basically Left 4 Dead but with like side quests.
I might get it from Redbox sometime.
That's a pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So, other news, some streaming news coming out last week. So, Amazon just announced that they're getting a ton of like Fox content to their video on demand service. So, movies and also like TV shows like 24, Arrested Development, Simpsons, all that stuff. Which basically,
that's good news.
Yeah, I mean, basically all that stuff's on Hulu still, like already, but. Mm. I don't know, more streaming stuff that goes around, the better, I think.
Absolutely.
And then Netflix signed a deal with DreamWorks Animation to start showing their movies on streaming. But that deal's not going to take place until, like, 2013, I think. So that means, like, Shrek and all the other DreamWorks movies, How to Train Your Dragon and stuff, are going to start showing up on Netflix.
Great.
Which... excited about some of those, not excited about some a lot of the other those, like Shark Tale and Shrek 3 and...
See, I don't see Shark Tale anymore. They don't play it on TBS.
No, I think they just, like, they're like trying to like make people forget about it.
Yeah. But, I mean, that was like one of the worst like DreamWorks movies I remember. Like, people got really angry about that.
That was like when the millennium ended.
I know. Nail in the coffin.
So yeah, so Netflix's starting to get some more streaming options, which is a good thing. Hopefully they get like bigger studios signed up.
Yeah, and not movies from like 2006 that no one cares about.
Yeah.
In 2013.
Mm-hmm. Hey, remember Megamind? That movie came out a couple years ago.
Yeah, I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. Megamind's like, awesome. These are okay movies. Like, I have no problem with DreamWorks, but like, I mean, it's one thing to say, we just signed a deal with Fox. It's another thing to say, we just signed a deal for, like, six movies. Like, it's like, but you're fucking Netflix.
DreamWorks Animation. Wait, DreamWorks? No, DreamWorks Animation.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, let's step it up a little bit. Netflix, shit.
Yeah.
Get me HBO and we'll be friends again.
I mean, it might be a pipe dream, Joe, but...
You're a pipe dream.
So, last bit of news for this kind of a slow news week is Red Dawn, the remake that's been sitting on shelves for like 3 years, might finally get released by Film District, the studio that just released Drive and among other movies.
I'm just kind of questioning, like, how bad was it that they couldn't, you know, Well, it's a finished movie. Yeah. That's the sad part. Like, it was finished. It was just sitting on the shelf, just waiting for someone to watch it.
Well, it got caught in, like, the MGM went bankrupt thing. Like MGM went bankrupt, like, the year it was supposed to, like, come out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't, like, isn't, like, Chris Hemsworth in the movie, right? I think.
Like, a lot of people in that movie.
Yeah.
So it's not like a decent, it's a decent cast, but, like, it's just not being, being, like, a DVD company could just buy it and release it direct to DVD.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the hell's going on.
And they could just say, like, starring Chris Hemsworth from Thor.
Yeah, people may actually, like, watch that.
It's like, what was that? Mazes and Monsters. You guys ever see that movie? Like, Tom Hanks? Like, Tom Hanks is in it for, like, 5 minutes, I think. But, or it's like,
he's on the cover.
Yeah, it's like some super early, like, Tom Hanks movie that he made before, like, no one even knew who he was. Like, before even, like, Bosom Buddies and stuff. It's like, Tom Hanks is in Mazes and Monsters. It probably could be like one of those like capitalize on their newfound success movies.
I mean, it's a gamble for companies to hire like up and coming people, like potentially up and coming.
Yeah,
but like this movie was made 3 years ago with like a decent number of people like who have some resume work and stuff, and I don't like the MGM thing. Yeah, it sank and it sucks for them, but this movie was done. All they had to do was just release it.
Yeah.
Now it's like not relevant. It's like it's kind of like a feel of Real Steel. Like I've watched like 100 more Real Steel trailers, and it's like I almost felt like I watched it already. It's like didn't come out yet.
You basically did.
Yeah.
Or Red Dawn, they just did nothing. It's just like no commercials, no, not even mentioning it that it got remade.
Well, I remember it was on at my movie theater that I work at. We have like the schedule and also like the brochure tells you like what's coming out in like next couple months, and it was in the brochure and it was in like our like master schedule of like what's coming out for like the entire year, but then it just never came out for like I think it was like 2010 it was supposed to come out.
Wow.
So it'll probably be out like maybe like dumped in like spring or something next year, or like fall next year or something.
Maybe.
Finally see plucky teens fighting North Koreans.
Yes.
Which I think...
I don't know, man.
Wasn't it like...
I still love the Russians.
All those plucky teens.
Yeah. Wasn't it... I think it was like supposed to be a Chinese before, but then it changed it because like they didn't want to offend China.
Yeah. What did they change it back to? Just Russians?
No, North Korea.
Oh, well, that's a little more realistic, actually.
Actually, North Korea can never invade America.
Yeah, but if China does, I'm out.
Yep.
Listen, Chris, you just blend, and I'll be your slave. I'll be like Planet of the Apes. Just put me in a cage.
No, it'll be like the Eagle.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just start saying, yes, sir, no, sir. It'll be great.
Oh, God. So, I think that's all the news from last week. It was super slow. Do you guys see anything interesting or worth noting in the news section?
Just some spy pics of, like, Catwoman.
Yeah.
Fanboys could STFU.
Speaking of which, man, they're doing casting calls for that in New York.
In New York, I know, but it's, like, legit casting calls. It's not just like, hey, show up drunk with a bunch of your friends.
We're doing a crowd shot.
We'll put you in a film. Yeah, this is like, hey, like, are you, like, an amateur stuntman? Like, that's basically what it is. It's like, they're basically saying, like, hey, do you mind, like, being in an explosion?
It's like, would you mind Christian Bale punching you in the face?
Basically what it is.
So, I don't know if I would lie to do that, because, like, yeah, I have a history of, like rolling on, like my back and, like, being thrown from buildings and just, like, go there and, like, fuck, I lied, no!
So, why don't we get to the newest roundup for the week, then we can wrap this baby up. Pick of the week is Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Mm.
Which I think everything you need to know about that movie, you can, like, go back, I think, a month or two when me and Chris talked about all these stupid things that happened to it for like 20 minutes. I forget what episode specifically it was, but if you just go to our Everything Actually Gets archives, you can probably figure out which one it is. I think it was like the week after Transformers came out, so like July, like 10th or something, probably. But some good action at the end, but like the first hour of that movie is just like so horrible.
It's literally four different plots happening at once.
Yeah, and no, like literally no action. It's just like, oh, job interview montage. John Malkovich for no reason.
Hey, do you remember when they go to space and they come back and they go it again and it blows up?
Yep. They go to the moon and then they come back from the moon.
They're fine. Yep. They go to the moon. They leave again and then all the shit happens and then there's a scorpion watch that mind controls people but doesn't really.
Yep.
It's a one-time use thing apparently.
Patrick Dempsey's evil.
You could just tell the first time you meet him. Anyway,
it's like so, the classic like Mr. Science Theater line where it's like, "Hi, I'm Bob Evil."
I'm Johnny Doobad.
So I'm sure there's gonna be like a ton of special features in that one. I'd say if you want, it's worth it. Like if you want to skip through the first hour, you probably won't miss that much.
Yeah.
You might figure out like what's going on if you like just skip like to when they get to Chicago or something. So also this week we have Jeff Dunham Controlled Chaos. Are you guys Jeff Dunham fans?
I used to when I was a kid. Like now that I'm an adult, I'm just like no.
Yeah.
I think his stand up without the puppets is funnier, believe it or not. Like on Spark of Insanity when he's like fucking just jiving and mm-hmm. not using the puppets. I think it's kind of funnier. Like the puppets are cool, I guess, but like I don't know. It becomes a bit of a crutch and stops being funny.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
We also have the 50th anniversary of Ben-Hur out this week.
Yes, finally.
On Blu-ray. Some like crazy giant Blu-ray box. Yes. We have the director's cut of Mimic out this week. One of the early Guillermo del Toro movies.
Oh, he made that?
Yep.
Wow, that movie had, like, a very up-and-coming cast, but the leads were in it, like, they stopped.
Josh Brolin was in it.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah. Mira Sorvino.
Her career, like, paused after that.
Yeah.
And, like, Dr. Dude, who kind of looks like Guy Pearce.
And it's, like, alien bugs that, what do they do? I can't remember what...
Oh, okay, so... I'm not sure they were aliens. They were just mutated bugs that could mimic homeless people from New York. I'm not even shitting. That's what happened. And the plot revolves, like, the Mira Sorvino being a scientist who's studying these bugs, and they're infestation in the New York subway system. That just shows how clean New York is.
Yeah.
I remember that was one plot, and another plot has involved a father and son, like, shoe shiner couple. That the boy has some sort of problem, like mental problem, but he can like click, he can spoon,
he can spoon
music play. Yeah, he can like use spoons to communicate with the bug people, and the stupid part was he gets captured by the bug people, and then they have to go save him, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
I
think wasn't this
it's. It,
Hmm? I was gonna say this came out like during that weird like there was like a weird like creature like weird creature movie fascination for like a couple years in like mid-90s.
It was all the mid-90s city creature thing.
Yeah, like Relic. Like, big monsters. Do you remember Relic with Tom Sizemore? Yeah,
yep.
And like I don't know.
It was definitely during that phase of like most horror movies take place in like suburbias or California,
mm-hmm.
you know, somewhere like not New York. Where it's crowded, and these are the first movies that are just like, well, like, what if cockroaches, like, decide to be murderous, and it's like, oh, shit, that's kind of scary. But now, after, like, 9/11, you can't be scared of, like, fucking giant cockroaches anymore.
No.
They'd be, like, a very foreign Arab cockroach.
So, let's see. Also this week, we have a bunch of CS Miami going on. Or, like, CSI seasons. So we have CSI Miami Season 9.
Yeah.
Regular CSI Season 11. And CSI New York Season 7.
The sad point is, I watched all of CSI 1, and I can only dedicate, like, one CSI. It was like, I picked the original.
Yeah.
And I ignored the other ones. But maybe
I think
I'll go back in time and watch the other ones.
Well, it's like, there's only so much they can do with, like, dead bodies. Because, like, regular CSI just went, like, it started going insane. Just because they, you remember, like, they had the furry, like, episode? Like, the furry got killed?
Yeah, that was, like, 6 years ago.
Yeah. Like, that's when I stopped watching. I think I stopped watching when, like, they had, like, the Quentin Tarantino, like, two-part episode. Which is awesome, and then just, like, I was just like, yeah, there's other stuff to watch on Thursday.
I forgot. I don't know. I watched all of them.
Well, Tarantino episode was, like, Nick got, like, locked in, like, a coffin with, like, explosives on top of him.
Oh, the one where he's buried under, like, a field.
Yeah, and they had, like, it was, like, some crazy serial killer, like, sending them, like, tapes and stuff.
Oh, Tarantino did that?
Yeah.
Well, I watched it, and then when Lawrence Fishburne was the, like, new up-and-coming main character.
Yeah.
And then they kind of ruined it. Now they have freaking Ted Danson. And, oh, man, it's really confusing because Ted Danson, when he acts, he's Ted Danson. He's not, like,
yeah,
no, he does, he's not a character actor. He's a,
shouldn't he be serving us beers?
Yeah, I was like, Malone, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be back at Boston?
Yeah.
Or even David Becker Boston. From or if he's Becker from Becker. And I was like, I watched that. Cheers is my childhood, and then, like, watching Becker was, like, my preteen years, and now it's like, oh, he's into my CSI, like, no. Ted Danson, no.
Mm-hmm.
But he plays a decent fake scientist, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I believe this is murder. Like, okay, Ted Danson. Thank you.
Man, we should do a list sometime of, like, the, like, top 10, like, most insane CSI episodes, Chris.
I don't even know.
There's
anymore.
So many. There's, like, you remember, like, the Fast and the Furious episode?
Where
the kid, like, some street racer, like, killed his mom, so he bought a car with his inheritance money, and then, like, while they were racing, he shot him during the race, and so the car crashed.
I've seen the one where the kid dies because the car braked too hard and, like, it like, crushed his ribcage or something.
Yeah. There was the vampire episode. You remember that one?
Oh, God. That. I always hate the gimmicky ones where it's, like, the writers of the time felt like a very...
There's the one where they go to, like, the Little Person Convention.
Little Person Convention. That was pretty funny.
Yep. There was...
Oh, the Fat Person Convention.
Yeah. Was that, like... The guy, like, suffocated under the... Because they're having sex, and, like, the woman was, like, on top of him, and he suffocated. Like, that was, like, yep. The whole, like... Yeah.
That was the... It wasn't really murder. It was more, like, an accident of fat sex. Yeah. It was so, like, oh. like, really? This is... I feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, even the characters on screen felt bad. I felt bad for watching this episode.
There was the... there's one where, like, the girl... Like, the Chaos Theory episode. You remember that one? Where the girl, like, there's, like, all these different theories about how she died, but it ended up, like, she dropped her trash can down, like, the garbage chute of her college dorm. And when she went out to go get it from the dumpster, she was, like, standing behind a dumpster, and, like, a taxi hit the dumpster and crushed her and killed her. And she fell into the dumpster and then, like, ended up in the garbage dump.
Yeah. It was the one where they find a body at the garbage dump, like, cubes.
Yeah.
And they trace it back, and they thought it was all these other conspiracies.
Like, maybe her teacher killed her because they were having an affair or something, and he was, like, in the taxi, and, like, oh, man. There's so many, like, ridiculous episodes.
I always like the ones where it involved twins.
Yeah.
Or...
No, there's the one where it was, like, the nerds in, like, the server farm. They were playing, like, some online game where, they made, like, a an avatar of their boss, and they just, like, went in and like, started killing their like the avatar of their boss or during their breaks.
Oh, the dude who died with the hammer.
Because it turned out, like, the guy who's, like, in the ducks, like, above the server farm, dropped his hammer on the guy's head and killed him.
Like, the special needs janitor guy. Like, I did... Just like, what? That comes out of nowhere halfway through the episode.
Oh, God.
Like, I like the ones where it's like, it makes you think in the beginning to figure out who it is, and it's like, okay, that's a plausible thing. Not one where it's like a left field, like, and here's the murderer, actually. Like, what the fuck? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I always like the celebrity ones.
Celebrity ones.
I was like, you know the celebrity character, whoever the celebrity is in on this episode is definitely the killer or is going to be the victim. Like, if he isn't in the victim the first 5 minutes, he's the killer automatically.
Yep.
I remember Taylor Swift one. Taylor Swift was in the intro episode, and she's dead. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. And
then, Justin Bieber.
Oh, that little kid was evil. I admit, he's a decent actor, almost. He made me believe that he could be, like, a little evil kid.
Yeah.
A little evil Canadian, but, you know, I was like, oh, called it. He's not trying to be helpful. He's an evil kid.
I also love when they try to do, like, recurring serial killers on CSI.
Well, it's always, like, three. I remember it's, like, the first one was the miniature killer.
Yep.
The second one was the Dick and Jane killer. No.
In, like, season two or three, there was, like, the guy who was, like, obsessed with Grissom.
Yeah, no.
He painted, like, railings and, like, it was, like, the painted hand killer or something, because, like, you, like, paint railings, and, like, when college students, like, went to, like, wash their hands in drinking fountains, like, he would kill them.
No, that's the Dick and Jane killer.
Oh, that is? Okay, literally. Yeah.
Okay, no. No, there was, there were two main killers in the Grissom sagas. There was the miniature killer.
Yep.
That would happen now and then. Yep. And then there was the guy who wasn't really a guy. Remember? He was the prosthetics, like Halloween prosthetics.
Yes.
And he would leave his fingerprint. Yep. He'd always be like, oh, they used my prosthetic. And turned out to be the killer anyway. And then, like, I remember, like, they said he wasn't a guy. He was actually a woman. And
yeah.
That part really fucked with me because I couldn't understand, like, what writer decided, like, to rewrite that background.
I remember, like, that, like, the second episode he was on, he was, like, killing people who had the same birthday as Grissom. Just, like, send a message to him. Oh, man, there's so much. Like, I think, like, season 1 through 5 of CSI is, like, awesome, and then it just, like, goes downhill.
Well, they start getting desperate. Like, that's when you could see they do really gimmicky
things. It's another woman who was raped and stuff.
Well, okay, I always like the ones where it's, like, suburban areas where some, like, rich person gets killed in their mansion.
Yep.
I'm like, that's always thrown in there for fun.
You see the one where, like the woman gets, like, killed by piranhas? She got killed and, like, thrown into a pool of piranhas?
I don't remember that one. That was an earlier one, isn't it? Because that sounds smart.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think they found, like, her finger in, like, a fishbowl or something, or, like, inside the house. Oh. And there was, like, the scuba diver in a tree episode.
Yep, I remember that.
I love, like, the urban legend ones, too. Those are so great. There was the one – you see the one where, like the guy was in his backyard, like, shooting, like, a gun in the air? Like, the bullet, like, flew through the air and, like, landed and, just, like, killed a woman, like, a block away or 2 blocks
away. Yeah, a few blocks away.
And they figured out because, like, the angle of, like, the bullet was, like, weird. Oh,
that
man.
Like, I like the ones where, like, the stupid ones where, like, usually first 2 minutes something's on fire and always, like, a car.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, backtrack it or something.
Yeah.
There's always, you know, if it starts with an auto one, like, it's, like, certain rules that happen. If it starts with an auto, usually the driver isn't responsible. It's, like, something else happened.
Yeah.
It's never just like, oh, maybe it's the owner of the car. It's never the owner of the car.
Did you see the one where the guy was driving, like, he was in, like, they were having a chase down the strip, and then it turned out the guy had, like, a wooden stake through his head?
Yep. I was like, come on! It was, like, Zombie Week 2, yep. And I was like, what?
Oh, man.
What I'm saying, like...
I think one of my favorite, like, creepy ones, like, it was, like, an actually, like, awesome, like, reveal, was the one where, like, they found, like, the old, like, the cat lady. Do you remember that one?
No.
They found, like, the cat, like, it was, like, a crazy cat lady, and, like, her cat, like, they found her, like, her cats just started, like, eating her and stuff, and they couldn't figure, like, they had, like, a puncture wound, but it's like this weird, like, smooth puncture wound, and they couldn't figure out, like, what kind of knife it was and stuff. But it turned out it was, like, this little girl across the street who wanted one of her cats, and the old lady wouldn't let her have the cat. So she went over and tried to steal it, and, like the old lady, like, tried to stop her, and, like, the girl stabbed her with one of her pens and killed her. And the girl's, like, 8 years old. So then, like, the little sister finally tells, and, like, the older sister's like, "Telltales burn in hell!" And they figure it out, because, like, the cat has, like staph infection, and, like, they go back to, like, to figure out, like, the other cats in, like, Crazy Cat Lady's house have staph infections and stuff. It was crazy.
That seems like a really... I like the ones where, like, the kids are killers. It's, like, really a very touchy thing to, like,
yeah,
show the kids. I remember those, like, few episodes of the Super Smart Girl, who was, like, little and had a crush on her brother. Remember that girl?
Kinda.
Sarah Seidel's always handles that, where it's, like, a very innocent girl, like, Sarah steps in.
Yeah.
But turns out the girl's, like, a smart, like, killer genius, but she's, like, 12.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, like, she's only,
oh,
like,
my God.
Episodes.
Yeah, is that the one, like, she's like, "I'll get off because I'm young"?
Yep.
Yep, I remember that one, yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ, and she, like, makes her brother, like, take the rep for it?
Yep.
Twice?
Yep. Oh, man. So, moving on from CSI talk. That was 20 minutes. It was, like, a special feature on CSI.
Favorite do a movie.
Yep. Bring back Grissom.
Oh, God, please. I hope they do, but they won't. Oh, they won't.
Actually, one more thing just before we move on. Did you ever watch the CSI Miami CSI like crossover secret pilot?
Yep.
So like they go to Miami, like the girl goes missing and like ends up in Miami. So you have to like go down to Miami.
They did it once or twice because they did it later on with Ray Langston with Lawrence Fishburne.
I'm sure
because he did Miami, New York, and the original. He did all three.
I haven't watched as much Miami as I should have, probably, because, like, I'm sure Miami just, like, it's probably just, like, insane because of Caruso.
Well, they said early in production, Miami's supposed to be more action.
Yeah.
CSI's supposed to be more science.
Yeah.
And, like, New York is more, like law.
I remember William Peterson was, like, so, like, I remember, like, before Miami started, like, he refused to be in the pilot because, like, the secret pilot crossover episode because he just hated the idea of having, like, another CSI. So because it ended up being, like, Catherine and, like, I think Warwick had to go down to Miami. Mm. Anyway, moving on from CSI, other stuff coming out this week. Married with Children, the complete series, is out.
How's that not out already?
I thought it came out already, but I don't know. Maybe just releasing it or something. Mm. A Nightmare on Elm Street 2 and 3 on a Blu-ray this week.
That's such a weird combo.
Yeah. Because 2 is horrible and 3 is awesome.
3 is Dream Warrior, right?
Yep.
Yep.
And 2 is Freddy's Revenge. Which is not, like, not even, like, a really a Nightmare on Elm Street movie, because it's, like, Freddy possesses this kid.
Freddy has fun. Like, alright.
There's this weird, like, Treasure Island, a weird version of Treasure Island starring Charlton Heston and Christian Bale. Christian Bale's, like 12 or something in it.
So it's like the Newsies era Christian Bale.
Yep. And then Charlton Heston and like weird like, hey, Charlton Heston's still alive.
Well, he looked pretty good in the early 90s. It just late 2000 he started to age really bad.
Yep. We have Hung season 2. The Tom is a prostitute episode show.
And like episode, it's the whole show.
Yeah.
Basis. And Hung's a really good show. I don't have Showtime, so.
Yeah.
I wish I could see more of it.
We have Carlos on the Criterion Collection this week, which is a two-part, like, movie series that follows, like, the life of this, like, super famous terrorist called, Carlos the Jackal. Apparently, it's getting really ridiculous reviews and stuff. I've heard, like, a lot of it from, like, different film sites and stuff.
Okay.
I think it's, like, a Spanish movie or, like, I think it's, like, from Spain or something. There's a Blu-ray of Footloose out this week. Deluxe edition.
Footloose.
I wonder why that's coming out.
Footloose is a crazy example of the 80s of cool.
Yeah.
I remember. I didn't see it a lot as a kid.
The new one, it looks so terrible.
The new one is just going to be this awkward
yeah.
dance movie that people will be like, didn't. No, it's weird because, like, a younger generation's like, your parents probably boned a Footloose.
Yeah. And isn't it like, it's not like banning dance altogether. It's like banning, like dirty dancing or something, or like.
I don't know, like, in this one.
I think it's banning, like, hip-hop dancing or something.
Oh, God. It's, like, banning, like, crunk music
yeah.
or something. That kind of makes sense. Like, you don't really want to see little kids, like, grinding on each other.
Yeah, it's basically, like, what they're banning.
That's actually pretty healthy, like, because you don't want little kids growing up to be like, this is how normal people dance. I'm just, like, in the 80s,
oh, no,
it was extreme.
No, it's a rock and roll dancing, like, all dancing is banned.
Wow. I don't know what small little town USA still does banning of dancing. Like, I understand, like,
some, like,
grinding is banned.
Some place like
good.
Alabama or Arkansas or something. In, like, the Deep South.
Oh, God.
Only dancing around here is country dancing.
Line dancing.
Yeah.
Line dancing everybody. No hand touching.
We only play one song during our high school prom. It's Ache Your Brick Heart.
Miley Cyrus is not allowed here.
No. Her daddy is, but...
Daddy Cyrus is.
Her daddy with that fabulous mullet. The man's a god. So that's out. Also on Blu-ray, for like probably one of the most bizarre Blu-ray releases I've ever seen, Basket Case. Have you heard this movie, Chris?
Maybe it sounds familiar.
It's a guy who has a like twin, but it's like a super deformed twin. They carry it on the basket, and then the twin comes out and like attacks people.
Yes, it's a super like weird,
super
80s
yeah,
movie.
Super weird 80s horror movie. Like
yep.
old 80s horror movie.
I think I saw a parody of it on The Simpsons maybe a while ago.
Maybe
I've seen it like parodied.
Yeah,
but I forgot where. It's a crazy fucking movie. Mm-hmm. I remember like watching it a couple times on Sci-Fi, back when Sci-Fi actually played like movies that didn't make itself.
Yep.
And yeah, totally 80s horror because nowadays people like would be upset about like if some guy's like taking care of his brother and turns out to be a monster and stuff. Like you don't see deformity movies anymore, really. You don't see too many of like
deformity movies.
Sounds like a terrible category, but it's true.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw, like, a really fucked up hunchback killer movie?
Mm-hmm.
You don't. So. Glad God bless, like, insensitive horror movies.
And then, last thing about this week, we have The Herculoids. I think it's a complete series. The classic Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Is that the one with the two putties, the dinosaur that shoots rocks,
yep.
the monkey made out of stone,
yep.
and, like, the... Like, very...
Caveman
family.
Yep.
I remember the mom character was hot. The blonde hair and that, like, Betty Rubble's, like, onesie.
Mm-hmm.
Gleep and Gloop.
Yep.
The mysterious, like, things.
Blob things.
I just remember, like, they always had to protect the fucking kid, because he would just get into trouble all the time.
Yep.
I remember the dad was badass, like... If I had to make an archetype, like, where based my dad characters off of, fucking that dad, just, like, ripped, always looking to fight things.
Basically Conan. He's basically Conan.
Yeah, he's basically Conan with, like, responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, he had, like, an awesome army. He had, like, a giant gorilla, a dragon, a rhino. I don't think that part was overkill. Like, it was too... If you took away the human characters, it still would have been a good show.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's, like, two awesome ideas then, mashed together...
But then you wouldn't be able to understand, like, what anyone's saying. There'd be, like, no dialogue. It'd just be like...
That's true. Bloop, 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 bloop. What's that, Gloop?
Well,
I fell down the well.
Growling and, like, bloop, 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 bloop.
Like, that show was ahead of its time. That's why I give credit for it.
Yeah.
But it's such a weird show, still.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, as a kid, like, cartoon. I remember that used to be on, like, Cartoon Network's, like, 90s version of Adult Swim.
Yep.
And that was just, like, late-night shows that they had no rights to it, but they'll secretly just show them.
That show seems like it's, like, they had, like, ideas for, like, four different shows, and then, like, they couldn't, like, they didn't have the budget for them, so it's like crammed them all into one show. Like,
who did they fight? Do you remember who they fought and stuff? I don't remember.
No.
I say, you just remember, like, them being in trouble, aliens, lot, but you don't know why.
Robots, I don't know.
Robot, aliens, whatever.
So, that is all the new releases this week. So, I think, unless there's anything else, we can probably wrap this up for the week, right, Chris?
Yeah. You know, I could talk about NCSI.
Oh, NCIS.
NCIS.
Oh, God, no. No! So, if you want more from us, you can go to www.everythingaction.com for news, reviews, features. We actually have reviews. I didn't mention them during the podcast, but we have reviews for Area 51 and Killer Elite up on the site. You want to check those out. And a bunch of other features as well. We like highlight music every Monday. Know your, like, that character actor, that guy's every week. Action Heroes every week. So a bunch of awesome stuff. Sliders is still going. The Great Sliders Rewatch. Getting near the end. We're also on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, facebook.com/everything.action is our Facebook page. You can like it on there. You can see news stories as they go up. You can comment, send us links to other things you find on the internet, videos, all sorts of stuff going up on the Facebook page. We're also on Twitter. twitter.com/evaction is our Twitter page. And we retweet a bunch of news stories we find. You can also see news stories from the site as they go up as well on the Twitter page. Sometimes live commentaries. We haven't done one of those in a while, but maybe this week, sometime soon, maybe we'll do another live commentary on Twitter. Send us email at contact@everythingaction.com. And we're also on iTunes. If you go to the iTunes Music Store, search for Everything Action. You can subscribe to the podcast on there, rate us, leave comments. Also on there is our app you can download for your iPhone or iPod Touch. It gives you the last 20 news stories, lets you listen to the podcast, and it's free, so definitely download that. And I think that's it. So for Chris and Joe, I am Zach, and we will see you next week.